Mr. Godfrey.
Madam Chair, members, in front of you, you should have a spreadsheet which is titled in the upper right-hand corner, Conference Agreement Post-Veto. This bill spends in 08-09 $305.3 million. That's $50 million less in the next biennium than the previous bill. And in 10 and 11, it spends $87 million in less than the tails. I'll just go through and point out the differences between this and the previous spreadsheet. And the first difference is on page 4, line 360. $360 is the basic sliding fee waiting list. $6 million appropriation in 08-09 has been removed from the bill. Then down on line 399, adoption assistance, relative custody assistance, the payment adjustments have been removed from the bill, and what remains here is the adjustment for staffing and forecasted program change. Then turning to page 5, line 454 is the group residential housing rate, a number of housing rate adjustments here for GRHs. There's been two changes here. At 459, Hennepin County, the AIS GRH rate increase is listed here at $470,000 in 08-09. And then on line 460 is the People Incorporated GRH rate increase for the full amount of $1.1 million in 08-09. Then on line 464, long-term homelessness implementation, there's been a small adjustment to the runaway and homeless youth appropriation of about $250,000 on line 469. Then on line 556, Healthy Connections has been removed from the bill. Turning to page 6, line 647, the extension of critical access dental payments. The dental payments have been reduced from 33% to a 30% payment bump for those providers participating in that program. Then turning to page 7, line 696, the oral health care innovations grants have been reduced from $500,000 to $400,000. Turning to page 9, senior nutrition programs, that's on line 954. $500,000 has been removed from this item in the new bill for the next biennium. Then on line 981, long-term care payment adjustments, this has been this item has been changed to provide a 2.75% COLA in the first fiscal year, then a 3% COLA in fiscal year 09. For nursing facilities, they will receive a 2.75% COLA in fiscal year 08, no COLA in 09, but they will still receive rebasing based on the figures that were in the previous version of this bill. Then turning to page 1019, line 1019 on page 10. There's been an adjustment to the nursing facility rate increase for sprinkler systems, moved downward by $500,000 in fiscal year 08. It's now at $2.5 million. On line 1084, the same page, the MRRC waivers slot increases have been cut in half from the previous bill, now at just over $3 million. On the mental health initiatives, $18 million has been reduced for this item in 08-09. They've come, the reduction has come on page 11, lines 1161 through 1171. Those are the grants for the mental health initiative. And more or less, these grants have been cut in half from the previous requested amount from the governor. Then, turning to page 13, line 1410 is the fetal alcohol spectrum disorders item, and this has been reduced to $800,000 and now is $1 million in 08-09. On line 1424, small reduction to the HIV information and referral item. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not the, there's not been a reduction there. I'm sorry, I'll point out the other reduction later on. On 1455, the FQHC subsidies under the Department of Health have been reduced $1 million to $3 million for the next biennium. Merck Federal Compliance on line 1472 has been reduced $500,000 in the next biennium. Turning to page 14, Healthy Connections, 1479 has been removed from the bill. Then going to 1573 is the AIDS Prevention Initiative. This has been reduced $50,000 in the next biennium. On line 1590, the Tuberculosis Prevention Appropriation has been reduced from $650,000 to $400,000 in the next biennium. Then turning to page 1615, birth defects information system has been removed from the bill. Further down the page on 1661, pandemic flu has been reduced by $1.5 million in the next biennium. And then the final change is on page 16, under the Vets Home Board. The repair and betterments item has been reduced from $8 million to $7 million in the next biennium.
Are there any questions?
Madam Chair?
Representative
Mr. Godfrey, do you have any indication if with this additional $50 million in this biennium that was cut, where we are then relative to the governor's spending, if you account the money he took out of the health care access fund and the TANA funds and use those for general fund purposes? And the DISH refinancing? I'm imagining we're within a relatively small number of millions of dollars if we avoid those kind of financial gimmicks.
Madam Chair, members, I've had those figures earlier on in this process, and I don't have them up here, so I'm not sure I can answer that with any certainty, but I could try to take a moment and figure it out.
That's okay. We can get that later. Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt the spreadsheet.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. We have one outstanding item in the language from last night.
That's on page 7, line 713, and it relates to essential employees working in the sexual predator positions, and that I would move that we put that language into the bill and that we do not delete it.
I think, members, that there is some concern on the part of the Senate. While I think members are sympathetic to the issue, this was a strong point in the governor's veto letter, and we would... I think maybe a different vehicle would be more appropriate for this item. Any more discussion?
Madam Chair, just to clarify what the amendment is, are we moving to delete the language? Or are we moving to, what is the, just the motion sounded like both things, so I just want to clarify what the motion is.
The motion was to include it in the amendment that will be drafted for action in the Senate today.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The motion is not adopted.
Madam Chair,
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just trying to follow up with Representative Thiessen. I followed that piece, but I'm curious to know, is there a reason why, with everything else that we didn't have to deal with that's still currently in the bill that the governor vetoed, why that particular provision we had to have a specific motion on it?
Everything else was dealt with last night in terms of the things the governor was concerned about.
Madam Chair.
It takes three on each side right. to put something into a conference committee report or into a recommendation.
Right, Madam Chair, and I know the House was, that's why I'm asking, and I should have asked before we voted to get clarification, that's why the House wasn't going to give the three votes at this time, but with this particular provision, it's the only one that we treated that way. Is there a reason why we're treating this provision with a particular motion while we didn't treat any other provisions that we're keeping as is in the bill?
Representative Walker, I think the reason is because the other issues didn't have as much dissension in the, with the members of the working group. So we just kind of voted on them unanimously.
Okay, Madam Chair, I'm sorry. And it might be members of the audience. We were here real late, and, the brain cells aren't really flowing yet. I know that there's concerns on the Senate part. I get that piece, and I know that it was in this amendment. And which, when the Senate takes this bill up this afternoon, where will this section be?
It will not be in the amendment unless we have further discussion with the leadership.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. So what we had to do, so the answer to my question is we had to make sure that we were very specific about not having it in the amendment when the Senate takes up the changes to the bill, and so that's the reason why we had a particular motion on this item.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's an amendment, I guess.
They voted no.
Well, I think there was one vote over there, but
is this been distributed?
No. I guess there is one other amendment. A-146 amendment.
I would move the A-146 amendment and ask the staff to distribute it.
Is there someone here from DHS in regard to long-term care services, selecting long-term care services? If you could bring an amendment up to the table. This deals with another study, and we wanted to make sure that this wouldn't have a fiscal impact to the department.
This replaces a study.
This is replacing language that was in the bill of a study that was funded. We wanted to make sure that the appropriation covers the new language.
Madam Chair. Amy Dowell from the Department of Human Services. I am familiar with this language, and we do agree that there is no fiscal impact with this language.
Okay.
Representative Huntley moves adoption of the A-146 amendment. Any discussion? Senator Pretner Solon.
Madam Chair, I haven't had a chance to look at this, but can you tell me, I wasn't familiar with this amendment, what it is that we're changing here?
Well, this is a housing with services, assisted living, and it changes the language a little bit so that they're looking at a broader array of services in the study, I think. And helping older Minnesotans in regard to making their preferences known and making sure that they'll be self-sufficient as long as possible in regard to the choice they make. So, any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The amendment is adopted. Then we have an A-145 amendment that is needed to deal with the oral health project tracking.
Madam Chair, I would move the A-145 amendment.
This deletes one of the pilots in that oral health project. Any discussion?
Madam Chair?
Representative Clark.
Can you tell me which one it deletes, which pilot it deletes, or is it just delete
it's
one?
It's deleting the one that was not specified as to a location. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The amendment is adopted. Any more amendments? Members, I think then the best thing for us to do at this point is to recess to the call of the chair. There's a little bit more work we're going to try to do on the task force language. Hopefully, maybe we can come back a little bit later to do that. And so with that, we'll be in recess.
Tracking, Joe.
Dave, and you got our appropriations article.
This is like a double negative.
Yep. And John, you know, John does writers. I said, well, Dave will take care of our part of the writer. I mean, you know, looking at the writers. He made some notes.
All right.
I mean, you know, the writer.
Okay. And I really
I didn't really know how to handle that, but I did.
Okay, I didn't notice that, but
because in the past we'll I just put in numbers and then we'll talk about names and do that with for whoever.
But if you well, we can run through it again, make sure we're all on the same page.
David will come up that number. I'm going to go talk to
him. That was relatively.
Yeah. Yeah.